Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is a 9-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of 6 Secrets to Startup Success. He helps people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's been doing it for a long time, and we've benefited from his wisdom and expertise for many years now. He's our good friend John Bradbury. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's good
love being on your show. I love talking to you. And I love the music you play between your breaks.
Thanks, John. We're glad you're here. One of the things I love talking about you with, about John are the fundamentals. And a while back, a few weeks ago, I wrote a piece about old school, new school, and the school. And I differentiated between, you know, we all know what old school is. That's the stuff that, you know, younger people think is irrelevant anymore. We all know what the new school is. That's the shiny object that's coming out, the next social media platform. But then I pointed out to some people that there's something called the school. And the school are the fundamentals that were valid in the marketplace 1,000 years ago, and they'll be valid 1,000 years from now. And you need to differentiate between old and new and the. And you call those the universal success factors. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, amen, is all I can say. I think that it's a little bit like, you know, you're going to have hurricanes, you're going to have weather events, you're going to have fires, but the basic principles, you know, the laws of physics remain the same. And so it's kind of like gravity is always going to be operating on our planet. And, you know, there are laws of gravity with businesses as well. And so we, in the research we've done over the years and working with clients and our observations, we've really settled on a few basic universals that we call the usual suspects, because mm-hmm. if you do a postmortem on businesses that didn't make it, or a review of a successful trajectory of a business, you know, these are the non-negotiables, really, if you're going to have a really thriving business.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right, and so obviously you got to begin with you, right? You begin with the founder. What do you bring to the table? You know, I remember when I started my business back in the early '90s, late '80s, early '90s, John. I remember being so aggravated because I was struggling so much to get the business off the ground and establish some cash flow and, you know, some kind of a critical mass. And I would get so aggravated and I would actually turn that anger or that unhappiness on my business a little bit. I'd say, you know, is it my business model? And then I said, wait a minute, it's not my business's fault that its founder is undercapitalized. Now, the business model is not the business model's fault. And once I realized that, I said, okay. And I was able to focus on the founder and what the founder, the deficiencies and the advantages that this business model has in this poor founder that is stuck with. What do you think?
I agree. I think, you know, a lot of the assessment work we do is to help founders take an honest look, an objective look at themselves and how well they match up with the business or with their business idea. And it's hard to do because, you know, once you make that entrepreneurial leap, there's a lot of passion, a lot of belief, typically, sometimes overconfidence.
Yeah.
And ironically, you know, also paradoxically comes with a lot of fear at times. And, you know, that can put you in denial. You don't want to look at the bad news. You don't want to look at the P&L. So, yes, having you are the one constant that will always be there, you know, from the inception of the idea mm-hmm. through the moment that you exit the business. And, So that certainly is one of the universals, and it's ongoing. You know, there's we used to focus on what we call founder readiness, and you know, there are better and worse ways to prepare yourself for launching a business, but mm-hmm. it's really it's an ongoing issue. So we think now in terms of founder fit and founder performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point, and you know, and then when you as you grow your business, then you start. You start adding resources, vendors, and employees that fill in those gaps. You realize, okay, I'm pretty good at this, but I'm not too good at that. I'm not a good administrator, but I'm a good salesperson, or vice versa. And you start adding those resources.
Right.
But if you aren't capable, as John says, if you aren't capable, folks, of calling yourself out, so to speak, and doing a good analysis.
Right.
You won't do that step the right way. Quick break. Right back with John Bradbury, 20 Tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.